Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are back. Any second we should be here for Michael Irvin. Sometimes it's not exactly on the schedule. But while we're waiting here, we have the final results of our third contest of the day. It's not a shocker. Go ahead, Abe.
Who is a better caller on the WIP morning show? 61% Jason from the Dirty 30 over Kim the Lesbian.
I'm going to be honest with you, Al. He's beloved in this town, and I don't know that he can be beaten. I'm not sure if he doesn't win the whole thing. The leader of the Dirty 30 and an eloquent pep talker.
We're always well prepared.
You got to love him. All right, final. Oh, this is style versus style. All right. Who is our final? What is our final matchup of today?
Who is a better caller on the WIP morning show, Big Rube or Superfan?
Big Rube, here's a sample. Oh. All right, that's all you need to know on him. And here is Superfan from years ago.
Come on! Shaka!
He would come on as our final call most Fridays. And he would say a lot of weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And he would try to really pep the audience up.
Crank it up.
Before a big Eagles game. And Al, you must say, in all the years, the single strangest person that was ever a caller to this show was Superfan.
Might just be the single strangest person, period.
Now, we are going to have for you, after Michael calls in, if he calls in, we will have Todd Zalecki on, and Todd Zalecki will give us a report on the briefing that Bryce Harper gave to the media last night. He was there. Todd was there. He did not tie it on.
Yeah.
He was still in the Yankees press box after the game, watching the Bucks, his Bucks, win the championship in the NBA.
Remember last time?
He is from Milwaukee.
Yeah, man, last time Michael Irvin called late and you were ripping him when he was on the hold.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not going to rip him now because I want him to rip Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, as they call him.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to ask Michael Irvin, Michael, when you're with Deion, does he require you to call him Coach Prime? But there, you got to admit, Al, as we look back on those Dallas teams.
Yeah, they had some characters.
They had personality.
Look at
man.
That. They're all over TV now, right?
Yeah. We hated them with such a passion.
Yeah.
And what was great about it, it was a pure passion. It was just because you were wearing the star of your helmet. The fact of the matter is, Al, Deion was a great player.
I don't
Michael was a great player.
Everything,
Troy Aikman was a great player. Mm-hmm.
Everything you've read about Michael Irvin since is like what a leader he was, and the relationship he had with Troy Aikman was is really interesting.
All right, Rhea, get Todd on now.
He's ready.
He's ready. Let's put Todd right on.
Yeah, well, we've got to call him.
And then whenever Michael, I'll get a caller in here, and then when Michael calls, we'll cut Todd off. Ken's on live from AC. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, Angelo. How's it going, buddy? Hey, listen. Can't we get somebody who's on the team on the banner?
We're trying to. No one who's a player would do it. It's got to be somebody in the front office. We thought we would go to the president because he's very accessible, and he has no problem talking about this stuff, but they're not talking. You know what that tells me, Ken? Cover up. There's a cover up going on with the Eagles.
If I'm Jalen Hurts, I'm hurt.
He's saying he wanted a guy on the team on the banner rather than the...
No, you can't. Yeah, Ken, you can't yet. First of all, they haven't announced that Hurts is a starter.
I mean, we got rid of Wentz because we traded him.
All right, hold on. I got to put you on hold. I thought it was... Can I just say I was
What's going
disappointed?
On here?
All right, I have an update.
I said, we got Michael Irvin. And no, it's Todd's lucky. What's the update on Irvin?
Okay. When I text to find out where he was, late notice, Michael's in an appointment right now, and we'll be running a little late. We'll keep you updated.
What kind of an appointment?
I thought we were the appointment.
Dental? what appointment? We were the appointment. All right, well.
Milky's going to call at some point.
Our listeners, there is a concession prize, and his name is Todd Zalat. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Angelo.
All right, Todd, you got to understand why I panicked this morning.
Sure.
So Scott Fransky's doing the game last night, and he reveals what we think is a major story, a briefing Bryce Harper and you guys, the media in New York. I want you to hear what we heard and then tell us exactly what went down. Here's Fransky.
Harper spoke at length with the Philadelphia writers here at the stadium today. A lot of it was focused on the upcoming trade deadline.
Is he GM too?
No. Obviously, the Phillies have been saying it for a while now. We need to play better so that we give the front office a reason to make a move.
And he has certain friends that are coveted.
Yeah, and he talked at length about Chris Bryant. I assume that's who you're talking
about.
Yeah. A guy who is certainly respected. You think, he can play third, he can play center.
It's a big Band-Aid.
Todd, that's two at length.
Sure.
Was this, what, an hour, hour and a half?
It was actually only about 5 minutes or so before he ran out of the field for BP. But we did try to fire off as many trade deadline questions. And he did talk about Chris Bryant, and he mentioned that he plays third, he plays left, he can play center, he can play right. And now I wanted to say, well, he ain't playing right if he's coming here.
No, but here's the thing. First of all, did he mention Chris Bryant's name? Isn't that tampering?
Well, we asked him about Chris Bryant, and he was actually very kind of diplomatic about it. He did not say, we got to go out and get Chris Bryant. I want Chris Bryant. He was asked about Chris Bryant, and he was like, great guy, great family man, great teammate, can play a lot of positions. He could help. He could help anybody is basically all he said about
Chris.
It was
vague.
Do you think, Todd, do you think someday Bryce would like to be a GM?
I think he's going to have so much money. I don't think he's going to deal with that headache.
Do you think he thinks he's the GM right now?
Do I think he? No, I don't think he thinks he's a GM right now. But I'm going to say this. He knows. He really closely follows baseball. He knows what's going on with every team. He knows who's hurt, who's not, who's hot, who's not. And so I think he feels like he has a lot of knowledge about what's going on. And that's why a few weeks ago, he basically said, who are we going to get? We don't have anybody in our farm system. And I think maybe that's why when we talked to him yesterday, he was kind of on his best behavior. He didn't make any proclamations or demands or anything along those lines.
All right. There's one thing I was hoping somebody asked him. The report came out earlier in the day by Marcus Hayes. Only half the team is vaccinated. Did anybody ask Bryce?
We did not get a chance to ask him about that. We got about four or five trade questions, and then he went out of the field for BP. I don't know if, we're going to follow up today and again and see if we can get on that number. But I do think the number is above 50% in terms of the player vaccination. And we talked to Sam Fold yesterday, the Phillies GM. We asked him about it. And he said that they believe that they can get that number up and are continuing to try to get that number up.
All right, but it looks terrible right now because they lost two more players last night. They lost Falter twice in 2 weeks to these COVID protocols, right? At some point, isn't there going to be a meeting of the minds on this? And isn't the leadership of the team supposed to do what's best for the team as a whole, which is to be able to play every game?
Yeah, I agree 100% that this could cost them. Like you just mentioned, Bailey Falter, that's a guy that they were, I think, were hoping could pitch tonight. It's going to be a bullpen game because Zach Eflin is on the IL. They were hoping that he could pitch tonight. Now they don't have him available. Maybe they don't win now because their bullpen is weaker tonight, and it's already got its issues. But I just feel like some of the players that aren't vaccinated, they're just not going to get vaccinated. Just like a lot of people in this country, they just make the it's my personal choice declaration or whatever. But Sam Fold did seem to indicate that they hope that they can get close to 85%. I personally, Angelo, don't think they're ever going to get to 85%.
I hope someday I look like Brad Pitt, but it's probably not going to happen.
Right.
All right. Finally, Todd, I just this is my own issue. Last night, Aaron Nola pitching, right? That team he was facing may not have even been a triple-A team. The guy playing first base, Yankee fans themselves never heard of Rob Brantley.
Yes.
Whoever, he had a home run, by the way. Right? And Nola couldn't do it there. And meanwhile, Nola says, I'm rusty. The key to this second half is the team staying healthy.
Yeah.
But he
ironic.
Won't take the shot. How are we right now supposed to feel about Aaron Nola?
Right. He's got a 6.10 ERA in his last 8 starts.
Wow.
He could get dinged again, because he's not vaccinated. He could get held out for contact tracing again. And that's, you know, it's interesting. Like the Phillies, they want to put pressure on the front office to make these moves. And I don't think they're operating this way, but you got to think in the back of everybody's mind, they're sitting there going, what happens if we make some trades?
Yeah.
And then we lose some key players down the stretch because of these COVID protocols. Well,
yeah.
That would be
What if somebody wants one of the Phillies and he's not vaccinated? Will they still take him?
Well, yeah, that's another great. Yeah, I guess since there's so many guys that aren't vaccinated, I'm sure they would just go ahead and, you know, and roll the dice, because that's what they're doing right now. They're rolling the dice on their postseason chances.
Fascinating stuff. Well, last thing, Todd. And I don't even want the answer, but the Bucks won the championship. You come from Milwaukee. Are you excited?
I was excited. I had the game on my phone last night in the Yankee Stadium press box, so I was following it and I had a couple fist pumps when they locked it up.
No, Rhea said that we were unable to get you till now because you were tying one on in New York City.
I did not. That was you.
Is that accurate?
I am too old for that. The reason? No, I actually was away from my my kids get up early, and I'm by myself, so I got to sleep. It had nothing to do with tying one on.
All right, Todd. Todd, thank you for doing this. I appreciate
no
it.
Problem.
At least we finally got the answers to those questions. Yep. Thanks, Todd.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.